I mean, I'm wearing a 2X right now. So the goal is to fill out the 2X. I have all these Train by JP like oversized larges that I need to fill out. So
Bro,
yeah, I got to work them up. That's the goal.
you're on your way there, my friend. You're on your way there.
I don't know, my body weight's starting to stall now again. So
time to eat, bro.
Yep.
I'm already fucking eating, man. I don't need more food. I finally had my first free meal in like 6 weeks. Had some homemade burgers and fries and a little bit of Buckeye brownie.
My weight jumped up a shit ton this morning. I went, I had a free meal yesterday. Just one of my buddies was in town.
Oh.
Moved away a couple of years ago, so he had him and his wife had Kim and I over, and a couple of our other friends and their wives over. I didn't actually even eat that much or bad. I had like meatloaf and like Caesar salad and shit like that. But yeah, I was up like 6 pounds this morning. I was 237 point
Fuck,
two
he's
thirty
getting
seven
close. Yes, he's getting close to
thirty
that 240
seven
mark.
point
Yeah.
Yes.
I was definitely watery though, so we're not going to count it. And I feel like my food wasn't fully digested either. I had kind of a full stomach, but
Counts it counts, bro. You're on the scale in the morning. It counts.
yeah.
Once you hit 240, then you're good. Then you just maintain
I
there.
don't want a watery 240. I don't think that's good for the old ticker.
Come on, you're.
Oh my gosh.
Well, this guy's like 240, isn't he?
I'm coming back down now, back to reality, like 238, 237.
Look, yeah, he's not
I
as worried.
didn't bring my scale to Calgary this weekend, though. Me and Luca got into some pretty good breakfast food there.
The breakfast dinner, I like that.
Yeah, that's dude, that is a move. Power move. Breakfast for dinner is always clutch.
It's never
Yeah, it was
wrong.
like
Never
this
wrong.
old truck stop diner, and it was rated pretty high, but like kind of like dingy in there. So we walked in, there's this guy in a wheelchair, and he's like, "Yeah, sit wherever." And it was just kind of like, there were all these truckers kind of looking at me and Luca sitting there. And our food comes out, and this old big guy kind of walks by and he stops and he's like, "You guys finish all that, you're gonna get a tummy ache." And I was like, "Oh, we're gonna finish all of this.
Don't worry, man. That'll be easy work.
Don't worry, we just hit legs. It's gonna go away pretty quickly.
What's up with everybody doubting us how much we can eat? Like, come on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't
That's
understand that.
You know you're not big. You know you're not big enough when people look at you and they don't think you can eat enough that
Oh
much
yeah,
food. Like,
exactly.
you're 300 plus pounds and you have that much food in front of you. Nobody's doubting
Yeah.
it. Not even gonna lie, like coming out of the diet to like the other day, like when I had my free meal, like since it was my it's only been like my second one since I've stopped dieting. And I'm like, dude, I could still eat a whole house if I wanted to. Like
Oh
I could
yeah.
literally I could go endless stomach syndrome if I really wanted to take it to that place. Like I could eat both brownies. Like both brownies are a half pound each.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta cut like a quarter of each one and do it that
Yeah, see,
way.
I'm not there. I'm not there, man. But I'm also not, I didn't go through an aggressive diet phase recently, so you guys got me beat on
I'm like 4 months post show, and I'm still like, even breakfast,
that
we went for ice cream, and then after that, I was like, okay, I'm gonna stop here, but I could eat a lot more if I needed
one.
to.
I mean, in all fairness, like we had to do some wild shit with you during your prep. So
Yeah, you, I mean,
but
you were
hey, you know
eating.
what? You know what? I think Ty and I might have talked about this recently. Like, fuck yeah, I think we did. And but like, you got Hassan, a guy who's 275 pounds.
Yeah.
But when you came to train legs with us, the most fucked leg session ever with volume and shit. The guy's eating 125 grams of rice pre-workout, 125 grams of rice post-workout. That's it. 5 ounces of cod and all his other meals. I'm like, bro, what? Did you see that picture of him this week too?
Yeah.
Peeled, bro. I'm like, dude, you were like chubby a few weeks ago.
It's that
Like,
EJ, it's that cement factory,
yeah,
cement factory
fat free
tactic.
protocol, man.
Fat free protocol. Man, how do you think Justin Rodriguez turns like that so
Yeah,
quickly?
it's so crazy, man. It's absolutely wild.
It is insane.
Dude, this Olympia is gonna be wild.
Yeah, man, and I can't wait.
Yeah,
That's
it's gonna
gonna
be.
be crazy. I'm gonna be sitting here with like a I'm gonna totally get like a Five Guys burger and just sit there and pig out while like these shredded guys are on stage. And I'm just gonna be like, yeah, I'll get there one day.
I literally actually I did that last year. I ordered wings from one place and Five Guys and just went to town on all of it.
Oh no, I'm doing for my birthday. My birthday's on Thursday, so I'm gonna do sushi. I'm taking off Friday from work, so I got legs on Friday. So I'm gonna do sushi the night before and just go like two meals, get my pre-workout cream of rice the next morning.
What's your favorite sushi spot in your
It's called it's about 10 minutes away from me. It's called Roar. R-A-W-R. It's like Roar. Like
Roar.
Dude, I can't find an all you can eat around here. It's really tough to find an all you can eat. And I fucking want one. But it's also like, but I'm also really basic with my sushi. So I never like go, I don't go like ham on like special rolls. I like just like tuna. I just like tuna rolls and salmon rolls and then like sashimi. And then like give me those with like,
hey man, I'm all for it. And you don't feel like shit after.
Yes, exactly.
That's why I did the homemade burgers and fries the other night, because I knew, because every time I do Five Guys, I would feel like shit. And I was wondering why I feel like shit. And it's probably just because I was eating it so late. Plus,
no, that's because it's in your head. You gotta do Five Guys, man. Come
well,
on.
It was good. It was good the first few times. It was good the first few times.
You know what? I'm sick of this talk about I'm doing homemade cheap meals. Like, go get yourself some Five Guys and be a man, okay? Put some hair in your nuts.
Well, I got check-ins. I'm kidding. I got check-ins on Friday.
Next cheap meal you get, just send us your address. And me and Braden will make skip the dishes or whatever service Postmates, and me and Braden will order it to your house. And you got to finish it.
Yeah, we'll order your cheat meal for you. Yeah. You don't get to decide.
No, ideal. We'll do that. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Well, I got it. Hey, I got it. Free.
The only side of that coin is, and I can say this because I'm not coaching you, is you have to finish the food. Everything that gets sent to your house, you have to finish.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to show up. So my birthday's on Thursday. So my check-ins are on Friday. So I'm going to show up full as a house with my check-in photos on Friday morning. And I'm just going to be like...
Up 13 pounds, Mark. What the fuck happened?
Yeah, all this sodium is just in my... I'm just doing arms. Like, my arms just blow up because I did arms the day prior. And it's just going to be like, dude, why you look so full? And I'm like, it's the sushi.
Take your check-in pictures after your pump the next morning. Go for exactly. A quick
run. After my leg pump. Whoa. Dude, I also started to finally do... pump product on leg day. I was never doing it for a while because I would always avoid it because I've always heard like how painful sometimes it is.
I can't do it. I won't do it because same thing. I've tried it once. Then after like my second, so whether it's hack squats or like pendulums, I literally can't do my movements properly because my
quads.
Your legs are like three times the size of mine. So there's
but your legs can still get pumped.
When I use it, my quads get crazy pumped. But when I have a really good quad pump, I get a crazy quad contraction and I have really, really good mind to muscle connection with my quad. So I'm good with that. But on the flip side, the fucking shit thing is my hamstrings, when they get pumped, it hurts too much. Like, it's like cramping. Like, I literally am in actual excruciating pain for 5 minutes after a hard hamstring curl set. Like, even that workout with Hassan when I did it. Then I was laying on the floor and his wife was like videotaping me. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I can't stand up. I can't straighten my legs. I'm in literal pain right now.
Yeah.
Mark also moved up my leg volume. So I've never done in the last 2.5 years, I've never done on any exercise more than one set. Like, legitimately have never done more than one exercise, more than one set.
Two feeders though, right? And then just one all out set.
Yeah, one all out set, and then off season last year there was like rest intensifiers with that one set, so it'd be like a rest pause or something like that.
How hard are your feeder sets? Are they like
they're three? Like, I literally do like Jordan Peters type warm ups where it'd be like 3 reps, 2 reps, like one rep. Like, I don't
do like 6 working sets in a workout or what?
Yeah, like 6 to 7 working sets in a workout. I bring the heat.
I like it.
But now we moved up volume. At least on leg day, I'll go over it because I just did legs. We added in a back off set.
Oh, you're not training to failure, right?
Yeah, I am. But we added a back off set to hacks, a back off set to single leg press, and a back off set to my dumbbell RDLs. And they were brutal, man. Having to do 2 sets of hacks and leg press was miserable. Like, in the best way possible, but like, it's so hard to gauge back off sets now for me because I haven't had to do them. So it's,
man,
like,
you know what's crazy? Have you ever moved your hack squats to later in your workout and do like a 30 rep set? One, just do one.
Well, I used to do
I can't do it. I literally can't do it because my defibrillator would go off. I really wish I could. But like, it's fucking gnarly, man.
If I used to do
quad drop first with like leg extensions,
yeah,
leg press, or even if you do like a hack squat to start and do like a pendulum, one high rep set or vice versa, it's fucked, man. Absolutely fucked. I'm actually an old man now. I seen Tyler post this too. And he said he needs to get, he's started using sleeves again. My elbows and my knees are just taking a beating right now, man. Yeah. I gotta order this week. I'm ordering some sleeves because, like, even I did pendulum squat at my house on Friday with Jake and Lacey. Fuck, my knees were just actually wrecked, man. And I knew it was gonna come at some point. I've been so good with no fucking joints or anything. I'm like, this doesn't happen. This is no way. This is fucking happening forever. And sure enough.
Especially with the loads you're moving to, it catches up to you, right?
Yeah.
That's when me and Luca just trained legs there on Saturday, and I told him because he wanted to go heavy on the pendulum, and I was like, we need to do something else here because my knees will just take a beating. So we did exactly that. We did leg curls, leg extensions, leg press, and then we just did one working set, but it was a triple drop. So we went 4 plates, 3 plates, 2 plates, and then 1 plate, and I literally almost died. Like, I had to lay on the floor for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that shit's absolutely fucking.
I have a theory though about knee sleeves. So I didn't use knee sleeves for like a while. And I noticed that my legs at the bottom were a little bit thicker. And I started to use knee sleeves. And I noticed that my legs at the bottom started to get a little less thick. I don't know if it was just a connection thing or something or that. But I stopped using my knee sleeves because I find that my lower, my quads suck at the bottom. Like my teardrop and everything sucks. So I'm kind of trying to go. Well, also I had to fix like my connection to my quads anyway.
Like tight as fuck or something.
No.
Yeah. You just compress it.
No, I'm honestly using, like I'm generally using like the ones that JP uses, like the Strength Shop, like single ply, like knee sleeve that just keeps you warm. Like it's pretty loose. It's just like they're so stretchy.
You wear them for your whole workout or just like your main?
No, movement? I just wear them for my main movement.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
Just I can't even wear them.
A crap ton of Tiger Balm.
I would probably only wear mine for fucking, honestly, pendulums.
Yeah, honest. I can't wear them. I can't wear them for anything. Like I don't get how people wear knee sleeves for like leg extensions. I don't understand.
These are like super tight. Like I used to have those. I remember this when I was my biggest, I guess, I used to wear those Iron Rebel elbow sleeves. And they were
I love those though.
They're nice, but like they didn't fit me properly. I think they were a size too small. So they were like so hard to get on, man, and so tight. I swear to God, they helped me move an extra 10 pounds.
Oh, definitely.
Like, oh, yeah, they do. Oh, they 100% do.
The elasticity out of the bottom, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like it just automatically wants to, it's like a fucking bench shirt. It just wants to straighten your arms.
Yeah. my dumbbell shoulder presses. So I had a pair. My dumbbell shoulder presses went like through the roof when I started using those.
Which that's the downside that I don't like, but I think I'm just going to buy looser sleeves.
Well, I bought a pair and I bought them a while ago and I'm still not big enough to fit into them. So it's just like motivation to get to that point to where I'll be big enough to fit into them.
I also need something that I can wear over top of pants because I train in fucking like sweats all the time. I don't ever wear fucking shorts barely.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've started to do that too. I've started to not wear shorts mainly on leg days. Like I always start off using like I start off with hacks. So now I start off with my compound. So for my compound, I'll try to just use the other day I used shorts because it was too hot, but I'm trying to just do sweatpants because fuck it. I need to grow.
I only do sweatpants because last off season when I was with Brandon, I was like 235 or so. I was starting to get really strong. My sleeves were getting pretty tight because I was getting bigger. I literally, and like Jill can confirm this, there was like days when I would have my shorts on and my legs were just all sweaty and I like couldn't get the sleeves on and I would get out of breath just trying to get these things on. And I'm just sitting there swearing because I can't get these sleeves on and I'm gassed before my set. So I'm like, okay, only leggings and sweatpants from now on.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I can't do the leggings. See, I don't have big enough legs yet to do. I don't have legs like you guys yet.
I haven't worn
them.
I got rid of all my fucking leggings. I gave them to all these guys. I don't have any anymore. I need to get some new ones. Maybe we'll go to the Nike outlet in Vegas or something.
Oh, yeah. They probably don't make them big enough for your quads.
Oh, fuck. Please.
If they make them big enough for your quads, they make them big enough for his quads.
I know his old ones. He outgrew them. So.
All right. Well, my update's been pretty good. So other than that, I mean, I'm 170 pounds now. I'm still riding like a 169, 170. Starting to feel good. I'm trying to come off of Morpho REM right now. So that's like my big thing is I'm trying to get my sleep back in order. It's still been pretty rickety this week, like 6.5 hours. So clearly my body's like just used to taking melatonin and things like that now. So I'm trying to wean myself off of needing to use a sleep aid, which is, it just sucks right now, just a little bit, but I know it will take my body a few weeks to get used to it. And as we
move, what's your overall reason for wanting to pull that out?
I don't want to rely on something to get good sleep and to recover. Like I really like it's masking. It's basically like a band-aid, right? In the end, like it was an aid when I was dieting and I was, you know, in a deficit. Like that's what it was. That's where it's good for, I think, on like an everyday basis. But I've just been using it and not really kind of focusing in on.
Do you think it's more of a mental block that like you feel like you need it to sleep?
Now I think that's what I'm trying to get over. So that's why I cold turkeyed it, so I can try to get over that, because I've actually been sleeping pretty well, but my fasting blood glucose has been a little high the past few days since coming off of it. And so it's clearly saying what I'm doing at night is not working and stuff. Yeah. So it just makes me think that I've just been band-aiding what I need to be doing at night with Morpho REM, which isn't a bad thing, but I don't want to rely on something to get me good sleep, if you know what I mean. Like, I know it's a tool. Like, if I need it, I'll use it, but I shouldn't need to use a full serving, like 8 caps to get like good, deep, recoverable sleep. So, you know, so working off that right now, but I mean, I'm using nose strips too at night, which has definitely helped with like breathing and stuff. And obviously the turn of the seasons kind of sucks. You're in that middle phase where the apartment shut off your air conditioning and then they turn on your heat. And I didn't have a tower fan, so the first few days this blew because I was like sweating in my fucking bed.
You're gonna be like Martin Fitzwater soon and start wearing them during your sessions or what?
I tried that once, dude. It comes off. I sweat too much on like my face to actually for it to stay on. So
yeah, I don't know how that works. I don't know how those guys do that, man.
Yeah,
they get like one of those expensive nose strips probably that I don't feel like affording. I just use like the extra strength ones at night. I put it on at like 8:30 and
I sleep great when I have them on, but I wake up and they're all over my fucking bed.
We talked about this, man. I don't get how they're all over your bed, bro.
I don't know how it doesn't. I got a big ass nose, man. All right.
Ty, how's everything? How's everything going with you?
It's been pretty good. It's been a good week. I got one more week left here at my seasonal job, which I mean, it was good for a period there. And honestly, during prep, it was awesome. It sucked having Jill up here in Calgary and me there during the weeks. But honestly, in the thick of prep there, it was probably better for me to be on my own and just go through my process and do my check-ins in the evening and just check off the boxes. But now, kind of having that time away from her, it's getting harder and harder. So excited for that to be done and get kind of back full time just with coaching and stuff, because it has been a lot. And like with full time work and then the coaching in the evenings and doing all that, there's not a lot of free time to do like anything really. So it'll be nice there. Really build up the roster again. Had a few signups this week. But yeah, just trying to get more competitors into this next season here next year, put more people on stage and really looking forward to that. And then with my own end, with the bodybuilding and stuff, it's been really good. Training's been awesome. Like I said, we had Luca and his girlfriend up and it was really nice too. Jill had a push session with her when me, Hardy, and Luca trained push. And it was nice because she trains really hard. And I don't say that about a lot of people. Like she's not crazy strong compared to us, obviously, but she knows how to push, and it was just nice for her to have a female for once that actually had that kind of same level of training intensity, because it's just always been bodybuilders, which obviously it's nice to kind of connect with someone on the same level there for her. So yeah, it's been a great week.
Anna's got a crazy physique too, man.
Yeah, I didn't know she was natural. It's insane.
He did natural nationals this year. That's where I first met her, actually.
Yeah.
How was your week?
Good, man. Really good. Lots of changes happening here. I think you already know about one of them. I'm making a change today, so I'll be stripping down my office and taking it out of my house to another actual facility and getting back in the routine of getting up at 5:30 in the morning, having my breakfast, getting out of the house with my meals packed for the day, and coming home. It'll kind of be nice though, honestly, even just getting home and like having home as home, you know what I mean? It's been work for so long, and it's really, really easy for me to, oh fuck, I'm not going to do this, I'm just gonna go sit at my computer and do some more work, which is not a bad thing, but at the same time, I mean, it's nice to be able to just disconnect a little bit when you're at home and stuff. And I have a really hard time doing it, even like setting boundaries. Somebody messages me at 8:30, 9 p.m. on a whatever night, it's like, oh yeah, fuck, I'll just do it, right? So now I can actually come home, be a little more present, and I think I'll be way more productive there too, just put shit away and just get to work kind of as soon as I need to. So yeah, I'm gonna do that hopefully today, get this all stripped down. I'm not looking forward to that, and then go set everything up there. But same thing, had a couple signups this week, just checking boxes here, man. I told you guys already, a holding a little water today, so hopefully comes down a little bit before my check-ins tomorrow, but I've got a pull session today, so I should feel good. My strength is wildly crazy right now, just in turn, like I'm not putting up anything insane for numbers, but every the last 3 weeks, every single session I've beat every single number in my logbook. I haven't stalled a single exercise, so even if it's just by a rep. So things are rolling good on that front. Definitely looked a little more watery my last check-in than I wanted, and I'm sure this one will be a little bit too, but put my test back in. And I think I just got a little bit of an estrogen rebound, because I had, when I got my bloods pulled there, my estrogen and my test were both really low. And I am somebody that aromatizes pretty hard. So I think once I put that test back in, my estrogen just jumped up a ton, and it's probably sitting a little higher in ratio to my test right now. That's at least my conclusion as to what's happening. And then obviously you add a cheat meal or two on top of that, and you get extra sodium, and now you're just a water buffalo, but not. Blood pressure and stuff still good, so I'm not super concerned about it. But yeah, things are rolling here, man. Can't complain. Team's doing great. Super pumped with that. We're gonna have our team call next week, which I'm excited for. We did the last one, which was really awesome. Everybody loved it, so I'm looking forward. Hopefully we get another 50 plus people on there this week and just have some good conversation. Go from there. I heading down to Florida for American Thanksgiving, which I'm excited for. Spend a couple days down there, dude. Speaking of which, Disney and Universal is absolute robbery.
Yeah.
Like,
why do you think, man?
Yeah. It's crazy how expensive it is. We bought tickets yesterday, and holy shit, man, I couldn't believe it. I said to, well, I had a meeting with Tony and Steven this morning, and I said to Tony, I'm like, bro, if you see some expenses on my credit card when you go into my banking, just don't ask, please. I could not fucking believe it. But, you know, Kim's never been. She's always wanted to go. So excited for that. But, yeah, that's it. Nothing too crazy on this end. Just doing the damn thing, man.
God, get me fucking pumped for Thanksgiving. I'm like, I get my birthday, and then it's Thanksgiving. And then like a month away, you get another big ass free meal. I'm like, yes. I'm like, give me all the food.
Then you got Olympia 3 weeks after that.
Then you got the Olympia 3 weeks after. Then you got Christmas.
And
then you're good. And then you got New Year's, and then you're good to go.
Thanks for reminding me my diet's fucked for the next couple months.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding us that we're all human, and we live like our clients, where we'll definitely fuck up, but we'll definitely have a few free meals over the next few months.
Clients are not fucking up, okay? They're not allowed to fuck up.
No.
Just kidding.
Don't do as I say, not as I do. That's how I approach it.
I got one girl competing next week, which I'm excited for. She's doing her first show, the Flex Loose Classic, out in New Brunswick. So checked in this morning, had a new low. Really, really excited for her. So got that, and then got Nikki's pro debut, and that's the season for me.
Damn, it's like already the end of the year. I remember we started chatting in like February, and you were pumping up Tova, and now we're over.
Yeah, we get a couple months, and then it's right back into preps, man.
Yeah, then it's right back into, it's like the Olympia's done, and then we're like 10 weeks out from the fucking Arnold, and it's like bang bang, man. Bodybuilding is not stopping this year, which is like phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm so hyped because people are just going to prep from Olympia into the Arnold, and it's going to be a great time for bodybuilding. So I got to find my way out to Vegas for that. I'm going out to Cleveland in January for to go see Mark and them.
I don't care. I don't want any excuses. I'm gonna be there. Tyler's gonna be there. Dylan's gonna be there. Hey, Luca's gonna be there.
Tony, can you buy me a ticket on the team and get me out there?
Hey, you can expense it.
Oh, yeah. I know. I could. Oh, 100%. Yeah. All right, B, you got some questions for us?
Yeah, we got some questions. I just pulled these ones off my NGL link there yesterday, but oh, wow. Some of them are
from those kind of questions.
Yeah, I avoided any of the ones that we definitely don't want on here, but there's a couple that's we'll start with a fun one, just a really, really easy one. You guys can go and then I'll go. What's your current fave TV show?
I'll go quick. We actually just finished it, but me and Joel watched The Watcher on Netflix.
I've heard good things.
It was absolutely wild. And it was like one of those shows, like we like thrillers and like kind of horror, but it was like perfect. Like it was pretty, there was some pretty creepy stuff and it like kept you on your toes and kept you guessing. And I like really like that kind of show. Cause I mean, yeah. There's a lot of shows we watch where it's like, you know exactly what's going to happen, right? But yeah, those kind of shows where you have no clue what's going on. It was a good one. I definitely recommend it.
Man, I've heard from a lot of people that show is wild. I want to watch it. Yeah,
it's crazy. It's based on a true story too.
Also what I heard. I don't even know anything about it, but I heard it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Favorite show. Well, I guess it just finished the first season. Rings of Power. I'm just a big Lord of the Rings fanboy. Like Lord of the Rings is my favorite movie and everything like that. So just getting to go back to Middle Earth and everything. Like a lot of people shit on the series already and how like they don't think it's like great. I mean, for what they had available, I'm just happy that it's back and that like I'm able to watch something Lord of the Rings. So I really don't watch TV though. I watch a lot of YouTube. Like, to truly be honest, I'm a YouTube fiend. So I guess I would go with that though, because Amazon Prime, that's the one thing I actually have. I don't have Netflix or cable or anything, so I just stick to Amazon Prime.
Right on. Me, I got two. I would, I always have kind of, well, actually not always, but I have two shows. One that like I watch if I have a little bit of free time and like Kim's doing something or whatever, or a show that I watch with Kim. So I've been working on Peaky Blinders for a long fucking time now, and Tommy Shelby is my spirit animal. So I got to go with Peaky Blinders. I'm finally almost done it. I've been watching it for like fuck a long time now, but almost done the 60s season, I think now, which is wild. So that's one of them. But then also obviously got to go with one of the greatest shows of all time, the new Game of Thrones spinoff, House of Dragon, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
And also very, very good. I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan. That show was wild. Man, it's crazy. Everybody told me that Game of Thrones was good. And I'm talking like a couple years back. I didn't watch it till years after it came out because I tried to watch it and I couldn't get into it. The first couple episodes, I was like, this is horseshit. This show sucks.
You really gotta massage yourself into that one.
Yeah, that first two episodes are just like tits everywhere and we're like, what the heck is this?
It took me like four times watching the first couple episodes before I was just like, fuck it. I'm going to battle. I'm going to get through it. And then I was full-blown addicted after I got that. And then, I watched the new season and it made me feel like I was just watching the original. So also very, very good. Slowly chipping away at them, watching an episode or two a week. But yeah, that's for me. So that was just...
Man, you know what? I've been fiending. It's sports in Philly right now. It's just fucking smoking it right now. Phillies are one win away from the World Series. Like Flyers are three. Flyers are 3-1. Like no one expect Flyers. Let's go. And then the Eagles are 6-0. Like there's nothing. Right now. Yeah, I'm 15 minutes outside the city.
Oh man.
We are one win away from the World Series. I thought I'd never see the day where they get back to the World Series. And it just goes with what everything says. When there's a financial crisis, the Phillies win a World Series. So we're piping up one in the chamber for this year. So they play at 2:30. So whenever I get off this call, my TV will be turned on. A stream will be live onto my TV, and I'll be stuck to my TV for the next few hours while I'm programming for new athletes. And I'm going to be having a heart attack while I'm watching it until they actually win the game. So
there you go. Right on.
This isn't really a TV, but I just got to throw in the guilty pleasure. Whenever Goob posts a reel,
yes,
spending like half an hour looking into it, looking at the person's profile,
me too.
And him just destroying someone's life. That's some good little entertainment there.
Man, his shit is absolutely hilarious. He's an absolute genius with that shit.
Oh yeah, and it like he went to law school, right? Like, I don't know if he
took the he never, he just didn't pass the bar. So he's basically like he can do all the investigating and shit he needs to. He just never actually passed the test, essentially. Wild. He does good shit too. It's crazy. Like, even the donations and stuff. Like, he wouldn't drop that video until like people donated $2,000 to a endangered kids shelter or whatever the heck it's called. Wild. Okay, yeah, I got some more questions here. So one of them's pretty straightforward and simple, but we'll hear what you guys got to say about it. Cardio before or after training?
I'll go first. So I would say not never, but rarely would I ever put cardio before a workout. Obviously, pre-workout nutrition is very important. We don't want to expend a decent amount of those calories that we want for the strength training session. Obviously, schedule permitting, sometimes I'll say do your cardio after your session. But yeah, rarely I would say to do it before. I mean, sometimes, and I do this too, maybe like 5-10 minutes on the treadmill, to just kind of warm up depending on what day you're doing. And even for some of my guys where I'm pushing like super high amounts of food and they're having a crazy big pre-workout meal, sometimes it's nice to just kind of get that food moving, walk in the treadmill. But yeah, any sort of actual direct cardio for fat loss, I wouldn't put pre-workout.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Now, I never understand, even time permitting, I would still never do that. I would prioritize the training session over cardio like any day of the week. I would just play with your diet if it came down to that and time permitting. So I prefer, especially on leg day, don't do it. Whatsoever. I think doing the strategy that Ty said is a great thing to do. I always do like 5 minutes on the bike or something just to warm up my knees and everything like that and get the blood pumping.
Good bet for you too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But I would never, especially HIIT, you should keep it as far away from your workout as possible. If you can, do it. I prefer to do it fasted, but you know, that's cause I can do it when I need to. But you know, do it after, if you're going to use things, prioritize the training. It's what keeps the muscle.
Yeah. I'm no really different than you guys. I just think the biggest thing for me is I like keeping it as far from training as possible, just so you can get the most out of the cardio and put the most into your training and put the most into your cardio. So I would say, let's say you're training kind of right after work. Well, if you can do your cardio fasted, great. If you can do it couple meals after, maybe before bed at the end of the day, great. If your schedule only really permits, then post-workout obviously works. I would never do it before training. Biggest thing for me is, again, like, obviously there's going to come times in a contest prep, if we're talking about a contest prep, where you probably have to do multiple times a day, right? Like, if you have 800 calories of cardio or whatever, 600 calories of cardio, you might not want to bang it all in one session if you're actually going hard. So splitting that like fasted and post-training with a little bit post-training. But again, I mean, if you're going as hard as you can in a training session, let's say you train legs, it's going to be a pretty, pretty fucking shitty cardio session if you're doing cardio right after legs, right? Yeah. Versus go get some food in you, relax a little bit. You might want to glue yourself to a couch, but it might even feel better just getting a couple meals in you and going to do it after later in the day, or just get it done first thing, have some meals in you to recover and then train. So yeah, no difference.
Well, that's one day. Well, that's one day I would even like to truly be honest, unless you're truly pressed and you need to do what you have to do, the leg day is the one day where you should just have no cardio. Like, if you can get away with it at the absolute minimum, try to not have cardio on your leg day whatsoever, just from a perspective of, we all know, at least if you train legs like we all do, I don't get how I couldn't even touch anything after doing legs. Like, I'll go home and sleep. So it's like, I don't get how people could do that. But you got to do what you got to do sometimes. But if you can, try to have at least one day of no cardio or rest. Like, if you're a lifestyle person, I would make sure to just have cardio one day a week or 1 to 2 days a week if you can. And make one day a rest day and one day a leg day.
Yep, 100%. All right, what else we got here? What's your thoughts on people walking backwards on the treadmill?
Idiots. No, absolutely. There's nothing you can convince me that that's a good idea.
I am growing my glutes, bro. That's it. I'm growing my glutes.
Wrong way to grow.
Yeah.
Unless it's like rehab for something, which even then, there's probably something better and safer you could be doing.
Dude, there was a guy, when I was in college. This guy would do like those things where you start to like spin in circles too. Like you do like a shuffle side to side, then you do the other side, shuffle
Oh
side to side, then you do it backwards. And then he'd be like walking, and sometimes he would do like a full 360 while I'm doing it. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? And then he'd get off it, and then he would do like his push-ups and his sit-ups, and I would be like, bro, what are you?
that
I'm
just
just
sounds
like,
like a fucking risk hazard, if anything. Like
I was
you're
just
not
like,
doing anything.
dude, what? I was just like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, it's just like so mind-boggling when you watch that.
Well, like it just like logically to me doesn't make a lot of sense, right? Like if you're trying to fire your hamstrings or your glutes, okay, let's do the same movement pattern. Let's put a fucking sled and put some load on it and actually bear some load. Like you're not doing anything. Anyone can fucking walk backwards. Like literally anyone can, or
Yes.
like people
Here's fucking kickback, bro.
people doing their fucking like their Stairmaster slow so they can squeeze their glutes or like
Oh,
kickback Stairmaster. It's like you're not actually doing anything. Like, okay, sure, maybe making your glutes fire when you walk is like helping your mind muscle connection with your glutes, but like you fucking walk all day, you step all day, like you're not actually loading that fucking muscle. If you can hip thrust two, three plates aside, well, stepping up fucking 6 inches with your body weight on a moving fucking step is absolutely not doing anything for you.
yeah, that's just dumb.
Yeah, insane.
Who's asking this?
Yeah, I just wonder who the fuck is asking that question.
Don't know. It's anonymous. It's anonymous. I can't.
Like, who spends their time there thinking of that question to ask someone? Like, that's just what I want to know. Like that's
High level bodybuilding coach. Let's ask him if it's okay to walk.
like, do you want to know, like, why do we choose fish? Does it thin the skin? Like,
Yeah, dude, of course.
well, for Tyler, it
Yeah.
did. I have this one's a good one actually. It's yeah, it's definitely a good one. So it's that if you had to pick either being a trainer or continuing to compete, you can only pick one, what would it be? I think we know what my answer is at this point. I mean, I probably could try to compete, but I've 100%. I mean, maybe I will one day. Who the fuck knows? I'm definitely not doing anything crazy. It would just more so be a passion thing. But 100%, I'm choosing being a coach over being a athlete. And like you, I've said it before on other podcasts. I think I even said it the first time I was on Anthony's podcast. Like the first time I won somebody a pro card when Maverick won his pro card in 2019. I don't think winning my own pro card would feel the same way that did, right? Like seeing somebody that happy, and like I've done it obviously a few more times since then, and like that feeling doesn't go away anytime you see somebody accomplish those goals. So for me, that's it, man. I would 100% day in, day out pick being where what I'm doing right now and coaching and working with athletes over being a bodybuilder myself. And that's a tough thing to say because I fucking love bodybuilding. But here's the thing for me, I can do everything a bodybuilder is doing without getting on stage. I can go through fat loss phases. I can push myself in training. I can diet. I can get big. I can get lean. I can do all that stuff. And if it just means not getting on stage, I'm okay with that. I'm absolutely okay with that because I don't plan on ever not doing that shit.
That's what I would say. I have much more potential to be a good trainer and a good coach rather than be a good bodybuilder. I mean, obviously I don't know where I'll be in like a few years, but I mean, I make so much impact now coaching and just like doing it for a few years now. There's nothing I would rather do, like in terms of that. And I'm not just saying that because my boss is right here. I'm saying it because it's true. If I'm able to just to do everything that a regular bodybuilder is able to do, like if I could still train hard. Now, if you told me I can't train hard and stuff, or I can't like actually train again and things like that would be obviously a tougher choice. But when it comes down to the coaching aspect, like you can't really kind of fight that decision. Like I feel like this is an easy choice for a lot of people who actually care about coaching or are not in it for the money. It's pretty simple. So I would easily choose coaching just from a perspective of I'd rather not be selfish towards that thing, when I know I can impact more people by actually helping them rather than just me just stepping on stage and getting ego out of that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, if you were to have asked me this a year ago, I probably would have said competing. And I mean, that was the first time doing the show. Like, I've done two shows in the past. Kind of, I mean, I went hard in the prep, but half-assed it, didn't really come in conditioned. And I mean, I thought, you know, it's kind of weird to say, and it was a great experience, and I did get a lot out of it, but I thought it would be more rewarding, for me, just kind of mentally. And I mean, looking back on it, it was more, it wasn't the show. And I mean, for some people, it is getting on stage, and that's huge for them, but it's kind of the journey, you know, living the lifestyle, being in the trenches, grinding. All the people I've met through this sport, you two are great examples of people that I would have never met and developed those relationships. And I mean, putting my two guys to last kind of fall winter there on stage, that was almost more rewarding, just being around the show, kind of seeing their faces and the results we got them was almost more rewarding than I felt on my own show day. And yes, it was a great experience, my show, and I'm not saying that, oh, I hate competing and any of that. I obviously love it, and I'm always gonna be a bodybuilder, and I'm always gonna live this lifestyle, but I get a lot more out of that. And even my lifestyle clients, having people tell you that they've literally changed their lives and their confidence has gone up and they feel better about themselves, or people sending you blood work that has improved, and you know that there's a chance that this person probably has added years to their lives that they probably wouldn't have if they didn't make those lifestyle changes. That's gonna beat that me going pro or whatever kind of satisfaction I think I would ever get from that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's honestly, the reason I wanted to talk about that question too is like, I'm willing to bet you if you asked any single coach on our team that question, I think it's all the same answer. And like, that's part of the reason why we have the team we do, right? We actually care about people. And there's a lot of people that are bodybuilders who do a couple shows and want to be a coach and this and that. And like, if you actually ask them that question on the surface level, they would probably say they care more about their clients. But when push comes to shove, if they're backstage at the same show, and we've seen it with a lot of local people here, like that are also competitors, right? And it's like push comes to shove, you're a coach, you're putting yourself before your athletes on those days. And I can speak for our entire team and say I'm pretty fucking proud to say it that like we would never do that, right? Like if let's say we were one of us was stepping on stage again, well, willing to bet we'd probably plan our preps and our shows around our athletes, not vice versa, and say that, oh, we're not taking people on for this because we're doing this show or trying to juggle both of them, right? We're gonna prioritize the athlete first, which is pretty fucking cool. So, I mean, I already knew the answers coming from that question, but what else we got here?
Oh Lord.
This one's kind of
Oh,
this one's
here.
kind of
Fire away.
do you think it's getting to be a little too much that every girl has to do the horse stance, one-legged bent over picture, no matter what they claim to have worked? I'll tell you my answer. I don't give a fuck. If a girl wants to pose in a certain way and she's proud of showing off a body part, let her show off a body part. Like, who are we to say anything when I'm throwing up front double biceps left, right, and center?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
I'm not turning to the back and showing my shitty back off. I'm gonna hit a pose where I actually have a body
yeah.
part, right? So
I
I
just don't
mean,
care. I just don't care for so too. I just don't
me
care for
either.
shit anymore. Like, if I'm truly being honest, I'm gonna post what I want to post. Like,
Yeah.
obviously, I kind of have like a way that, like, if you looked at my page, I obviously have like a little bit of a trend going with where my posts are. But it's just like, dude, who gives up? Like, I'm so done with like giving a fuck over about things like with this. It's just like, you do you. You know, you post what you want to post. I don't follow those people. I don't follow things like that. So it's just like, you do you. I'm not really sick of anything. You know, if it helps someone, if they feel better, do it. I was listening to Mark's podcast the other day, and he's like, just find things that make it fun. And if for someone it's fun, they get to post how they look and they're happy with how they look, let them fucking be and let them do them, because it just aids in their pro. Like, if they're happy, they're gonna get better results
I
being
just don't
happy.
give a fuck. Like, I can
Yeah.
genuinely say I've never scrolled across Instagram and seen a girl posing in some way and I've been like, fuck, I want this pose again. I've never in my life done that. Like, I actually don't give a fuck. I'll be like, oh, great, nice, looking good, perfect, continue on. Like, on with my day. I got more important shit to be stressing myself out about.
I mean, I can't even really say anything because I had a photo there a couple weeks ago. I posted it. It was just like a front relax in the mirror. And usually I'll get like 200 likes a photo. This photo gets like 3,000 likes. And then I was like, well, clearly the algorithm like that. So I'm gonna take this exact same photo in this exact same mirror with different clothes on. Got 2,000 likes. I gained like 1,000 followers. I'm like, I run a business. I need to grow my following. I'm like, I don't care.
100%. Fuck
But
it. Yeah, it just it's funny.
obviously that pose works for girls. So if they
It's
want to
funny
keep
to me
throwing it
that
up.
people funny to me that people just get so caught up in those things. Like,
Oh yeah.
how is that what is important in your
Exactly.
day of how somebody
Exactly.
else is posing on Instagram? You know what I mean? Like, I know for me, and I think I speak for you guys too, we have way more important shit that's valuable to our life in terms of breaking
Yes.
down what somebody is doing on social media. Like, it's one thing if somebody's doing dangerous shit and a coach and like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking have an opinion about that or be pissed off about that or whatever, right? But it's like if somebody's posing a certain way, I actually couldn't give two fucks.
The only time I give a fuck is if I see my athlete like post on social media and I see them like not following what I have said. Like that's the
Yes,
only time.
100%.
That is the only time I ever get
Or
mad.
they're posting shit on like a check-in day and they haven't sent their check-in yet, and it's like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah,
What's
it's
going
like
on here?
seven, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning and they're posting and I still haven't gotten their check-in. I'm like, hey, where's the check-in? I'm like,
You could update Instagram with your fucking morning, whatever it is, but like you couldn't send your check-in pictures.
that's why I always wait till after I send my stuff. Like I'm like, I'll wait till after Mark even responds before I even post anything.
Yeah,
Just
me too too.
so I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to look like that guy who doesn't seem like he's got his shit straight and his priorities right.
Or yeah, if you're on your client's stories and they're out boozing or something, and you're just like,
Yeah.
hey, is this me? Is
I'll
that
call
breaking
them
your
out
phone?
in a heartbeat, bro. I will call them out in a heart. I'll be like, what the fuck do you think you're doing?
Yeah, I got one more.
Cool,
This
cool.
one will actually require some conversation, but I think again, pretty straightforward. I was strength training for a couple of years. I'm loving my physique. However, I've self-sabotaged my health for about 8 weeks. I've gained 10 pounds. I didn't train once. Have I lost all of my muscle? It definitely looks like it. I'm ready to get back to it. Where should I start?
So first off, you definitely did not lose all of your muscle. It sounds like there was probably some like unhinged eating, which I mean, like we just talked about. We all have free meals. We're all human at the end of the day. Probably a decent amount of water weight. I would say just have a short memory, get back to your routine, get back on your diet, and get back in the gym. And you'll probably look exactly how you were looking a week before, within a couple days.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would. That's ex if I if this was my athlete, and I've had a few of these. Actually, I had one of these where she was like traveling, and then like she got hit with a whole bunch of this anxiety and stress and stuff like that. And I held her back from going into the gym in the first place. And then she messaged me last week. She's like, "Okay, where do I go to get back into the gym this week?" And I'm like, "Just go have fun. Like, just get back into the gym, go have fun, find what excites you in the gym, and keep consistent with it again." Like that's really just it, because the consistency aspect, whether that's the nutrition or the training, it's going to pay off for you again. You'll probably regain muscle memory. It's pretty quick to come back. So if you did lose anything, which I highly doubt, it will come back pretty quickly. The physique you've had, you'll get the fullness back. You'll get your muscle back. You'll probably drop a few pounds just from like Tyler said, just getting your nutrition back in order and everything, and you'll be good to go. So it's not something to overstress about. I think people try to just get back into a perfect routine, and I'm like, just do it one step at a time if you really need to. Like it's one thing I tell my athletes. I'm like, if you're not ready for X, Y, and Z, just do X then. Let's set the goal of doing X, and then next week we add in Y, and then next week after that we add in Z. It's not a you're if you're not on contest prep or something, you're not on a timeline. So don't try to like rush everything back to 100%, because honestly, if you try to and you're not someone who is like uber about it, like if you're not like a really competitive bodybuilder or something, or you're getting paid for this, you're not on a timeline to get back into things. So just ease your way back in to prevent any type of burnout situation too, and just go and enjoy.
Yeah, 100%. I think, man, I really realized this the past couple of years, actually. I had a good conversation about this with somebody recently, and like people think it's way fucking easier to lose muscle mass than it is. Like way easier. And like you flatten out. And yeah, sure, during a contest prep, you're probably going to lose some muscle mass depending on how hard you push, but you don't actually lose that muscle mass per se. Like, muscle memory is a real thing, right? Like, Tyler's a perfect example of this. Yeah, if you look at Tyler, when we actually literally had to emaciate him, like fucking strip him down, and like, we knew what the goal was, and our goal was to get him as fucking lean as we possibly could, because he had never actually been lean before, and like truly lean per se. And like, we knew that there was going to be some tissue loss during that process. Now, Tyler's show finishes, we take him off gear. You look at Tyler right now at fucking 238, 240 pounds, and he's fucking massive, right? And like, he hasn't pushed gear or anything. What happened? Food came back in, training got back to normal, training felt good. That tissue comes back like this. So like, people running these rebound cycles post-show to build a lot of muscle, it's like, you're taking a fucking steroid to put on the muscle that you already have and could gain back without fucking cranking that steroid. Spend this 12 weeks getting healthy so you can start your cycle sooner. Now you'll actually grow from an optimal spot, right? And like, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of guys that will put on some fucking good muscle post-show with crazy drug protocols and shit, or just genetically freaks, whatever. But that's my opinion with that. And like, I've noticed even this year, because I dieted quite a few natural people this year, even with natural people, man, you got them in these extreme deficits to get fucking peeled. And like, I had a couple of my natural people, well, actually just one, Janvier, I'd say, pushed the hardest. And like, that guy was a pain in the ass to get lean. He's never really been lean. Same thing. Never had lines in his legs. A lot of muscle though. And it's like, I'm going to fucking murder you to get this to happen. And we had to get him as lean as he could. Last year for his show, I wasn't coaching him at the time. I think he did 1300 calories for like half his entire prep and like an hour and a half of cardio, and still wasn't lean. And like, I was murdering this guy this year, and he got lean and got like fairly lean, and we were really happy with it. I think he got second place at nationals, and he didn't lose any fucking muscle mass really. Like, you do a side by side and he looks fucking good. So I look at it and I'm like, okay, well, if this guy's natural and I'm murdering him and he's in a deficit and not recovering and still training, like, yes, the training is going to technically help to hold on to that tissue, but at some point the training is also breaking down that tissue and you're not eating enough to recover, that's a perfect setting to diet off all this muscle mass. If you just didn't go to the gym and you ate a bunch of shit, well, chances are you were probably in a caloric surplus. Your body's not just torching through that muscle mass. You're probably flat as hell. You gained 10 pounds. You didn't lose 10 pounds. So yeah, you probably will feel a little weaker when you get back in the gym, but give yourself 4 weeks in the gym and I guarantee you, you're probably, from a muscle mass perspective, right where you left off. Right? And like, a perfect example is when I went on vacation too. Yeah. I went on my honeymoon for almost 3 weeks. Didn't train. Well, I trained twice across 3 weeks, and it was like, I wouldn't even call it really like heavy training. I did 2 full body days of just like shit. Anyways, I ate like garbage the entire time. I even drank a couple times when I was out there. And I came back my first session, I PR'd on an exercise that I hadn't hit in 3 weeks. Right. And it's like, if you want to make it happen, you can make it happen. You just got to get back to it. I'm willing to guarantee you, you didn't lose anything, and just fucking pick up where you left off, like you said. And if that means you have to take baby steps to get back there, sure. And if you're somebody like maybe us, and you can go from 0 to 100 and be 100, well, then be 100. But if you can't do that, then do what you need to do to get back there.
And get a coach. And if you need to, get a coach that will guide you back there.
Yeah, and hold you accountable to it, 100%.
Yeah.
AKA hire one of us.
AKA hire
one of us. Yeah. We're fighting. Hire me.
Hire me. trying to just go full-time coach over here. It's okay.
No, but I think that kind of stems into something too, that like, where you're at is super important in your journey, right? And I actually had a conversation this morning with the lady who I'm putting on stage next weekend, and because it's her peak week. She's like, today's check-ins were the best she's looked, the absolute best she's looked. She's 41 years old. She has kids. She runs a supplement company. She runs a clothing brand. And she was 200 pounds at one point in her life. And like, she's not tall. She's a shorter woman. Like, 200 pounds is not light. She has some loose skin around her glutes. Like I said, this is her best check-in for sure. I can see tie-ins. We got hamstring definition, hands down her best check-in. But then she brought up the fact that we can see the skin around her glutes. And we had a conversation about it this morning, and it's like, there's things you can change and there's things you can't change, right? You can't go back and change the fact that you were 200 fucking pounds. you can't go and back and change the fact that you had kids. And I'm assuming you probably would never want to change those things, no matter how you could look afterwards. So worrying about that and dwelling about that doesn't really mean shit. Now, again, why do we do this? And then what kind of philosophy do we have? Well, we're coming to fucking win. And I believe, I mean, you look great enough that I think we can win. But on the flip side of that, there's something else to be really proud of. And it's like, you were there at one point. You were the pregnant mom. You were the mom with two babies. You were the person who was 200 pounds and maybe not healthy. Now you look like a fucking bikini competitor. Now you look competitive. You're lean as hell. You've worked your ass off for 13 weeks to get to where you are. There's something to be proud about that. Right. And it's like, it's really easy for us to be like, oh, I look like shit, or I did this, or I did that. But like somewhere along the way, we need to realize like, we're also doing dope shit here. And if you can, and that's what her and I talked about. She looked at it. She's like, at the end of the day, I know every single day that I gave this prep my everything. I can't let that little bit of loose skin ruin that for me because I have some loose skin. And like, she's right. Like, she did everything she needed to do. She never cheated on her diet. I had to push her. She got tons of cardio in, et cetera. But like, this is the best you've ever looked. A little bit of loose skin ink can't take that away from you. Right. And I think that kind of relates to our last question is, if you feel this is not the best you've ever looked, well, do the shit that's going to get you to be the best you've ever looked. And if that means you're still not stage ready, well, sure, but at least you've put in the efforts to get there. And maybe your goal isn't to get on stage. Right.
That's what I always tell people. I actually had a few conversations about this today because I had a few athletes check in. And they weren't giving everything and they weren't being like 100% honest to the point of saying they said they were, but like things were showing that they weren't. And, you know, it just comes to show, it's like, do you want to be there for someone? Or is it like, do you want to show yourself as an example for like your son or something? Like, that's kind of how I do it. If you're like, if they're like a dad or a mom or something, I'm like, you want to be there for your child? Like, you want to set a good example? Like, what would you say to your child? Like, if you wanted them to get things done, like you would tell them the right way and they would do it right. So it's like, not too many people, for your athlete, not too many people could go through a contest prep and not cheat on their diet, like, yeah, to truly be honest. So like, props to her for that. Like, you have to kind of look at some things and take victories with those, and yeah, it's not just the stepping on the stage and winning the show, right? It's improving and how much you improved. And I think a lot of people forget that, but if you're not giving
her picture right now, so you can see what I'm talking
about. If you're not getting everything out of it, then maybe you should be questioning if you are doing everything. And I think we say this somehow comes up in every single one of our episodes that we do. Like, it's just like, just be 100% honest with yourself. Like, if you're giving are you truly giving everything?
Yeah.
Because if you're not, it's what do you like? You're wasting your time by not giving everything. Like, yep, to truly be honest, you're not wasting the coach's time, because the coach, because you could easily say, like, if she wasn't giving everything, you could easily say, oh, we could push the show back. Right. Yep. Like, but she's giving everything. And so she can own that.
That's just it. Like, I would never push this show back because, and like, honestly, I feel like she's ready. Like, you guys, I just sent you the picture over.
Yeah, she's ready.
Yeah. Like, she just has a little bit of loose skin. And like, that's where bodybuilding is a super fucking unique thing, and I love it. But at the same time, it's shitty for some people, because at the end of the day, and this I wouldn't say for her, I think she can do well here. But for some people, you look at it and it's like, genetically, there's a component that you can't change, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you might not be given the best genetics, but you might love bodybuilding through and through. Now, at the end of the day, if you can accept the fact that you might not be a pro, but you can still do what you love and chase that and be the best fucking you can absolutely be. Now, again, I think that's a double-edged sword, because if you're a guy that just genetically is going to be third call out in every show, I would argue you're not actually doing anything to get you to where you need to be. Like, you should be able to, especially at a regional level, push yourself hard enough and do what you need to do to be at least looking good enough to be competitive. You know what I mean? Like, anybody's genetics can take you there if you can get conditioned enough and so forth, especially at the regional level. But like, if you can accept the fact that like, hey, I'm not going to be a pro bodybuilder, but I fucking love bodybuilding and I'm going to give this everything every single day, you can do some cool shit and you can build the physique that at least you're proud of. Right. And when you can realize that at the end of the day, yeah, I don't look like fucking Martin Fitzwater. I don't look like whoever, Chris Bumstead. Understood. I never will. I don't have the genetic capabilities, but I'm the best motherfucker that I can be. and I've done everything to get there, there's a lot to be proud of in that alone, right?
Stop worrying about trying to achieve something and just have, like I just said earlier, like have fun with it. Like I think a lot of people hate bodybuilding, eventually start to hate bodybuilding because they stop having fun with it.
Yeah.
Find ways to make it not fun anymore. Whereas the people who are the most successful literally love doing it because it's like every single day they have fun doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
So find ways to make it like be like Mark said in his podcast, like find ways to make it fun, because if you find
100%.
ways to do that, you're going to progress further than you ever thought you would.
100%. It goes back to that. I don't know, you guys probably seen the post that I made this week. Just about like literally, like if you take a look at what you're doing and it's not bringing you happiness, and again, like every day when you're a bodybuilder, especially on contest preps, you're not going to be fucking super happy per se, right? Like it sucks sometimes, but deep down inside, if you're doing it because you actually care about it and you love it, you're doing the right shit. If at the end of the day you're doing it because social media says it's cool or you have a bunch of friends that compete, you're never going to make it anyways. You're never going to succeed in it because you're trying to do it for a reason that's not actually there. And like I've said to a lot of people, and I think I've mentioned it before, like even my sister, for many, many years, I would send her diets, I would help her diet, and it wouldn't work. Like she would just not really stick to it or whatever. And I had a conversation. I'm like, listen, you don't actually want it. You like the idea of it. You want the idea that you can lose weight and get in better shape, but you don't actually want it because you're not doing what you need to fucking do. And then the last time she came to me and wanted my help, I said, listen, I'll do it. And obviously she's my sister. So previously to that, like I never charged her, but I said to her, I said, listen, if you actually fucking want this, you're gonna do it. If you fall off once, you're paying me for 12 weeks of coaching. Upfront, 12 weeks of coaching if you fuck up. If you give me 12 weeks and you actually commit to it and you show me that you want change, you're my sister. I'm not fucking charging you for a damn thing. Sure enough, in 12 weeks, she got to the lowest body weight she'd been in since high school. And it's like, now you actually fucking wanted that because there was a price tag behind that. Right. And like, it's people just, I had it when I made that post this week. One of my past clients who, she's seen success. I won two overalls with her, one in women's physique, one in women's bodybuilding. Same thing. She used to be very overweight. She has a lot of loose skin. She did a national show last year. She didn't win it, and I think on a very potential surface level, she wanted a pro card per se, right? She messaged me after that post, and her and I just had a conversation, and she was potentially supposed to start working with me again here soon and pushing for that pro card. And like we had a conversation, she reached out and she was like, "I realized like I don't really want this. Like I want to be happy and I want to pursue what I want to do for a little bit. I don't want it to be bodybuilding." And I'm like, "Hey, that's okay." That is absolutely okay. If this is not bringing you happiness, if this is not filling something in your life, don't fucking do it because you're chasing the inevitable at the end of the day and you're going to finally pack your bags and quit at some point. Save yourself the disparity, save yourself the fucking time. Just go do what is making you happy, right? And like for us, I mean, I can say straight up, for me, not training and not doing this bodybuilding thing, I'd be a fucking miserable. Like I would be a piece of shit. Like I would nobody would want to be in the same room as me. But there's a lot of people who vice versa, right? Like they're the people who go away for this from this for 4 6 weeks at a time and they're okay just like partying and doing that. Hey, that's fine. Go do you, but don't pretend this is what you want.
Awesome. Well, I think that's a good way to end it.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Sounds
That
good.
boys. Look at all of us. We had a fat boy. We had Fat Boy Chronicles to start our day.
Yeah, I like it.
We haven't had one of those.
Oh man, I'm absolutely dreading packing this office up, but
God, I'm looking forward to turning 25 and feeling old.
yeah, it's a week out.
4 days. 4 days out.
27th?
Yeah, 27th.
Nice, my
I'm
man.
an old man. I'm off my parents' insurance, so it doesn't really matter. So nothing really happens between like 21.
What? We're gonna refrain from saying we're an old man around here when you have a 30-year-old sitting at the same fucking table.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't got gray hairs. You don't got gray hairs yet. You're good.
Yes, I do. Yes, I absolutely do.
Shrimp crap, I had a few.
Salt and pepper, man. I got a few coming through my beard and it's pissing me off. Might have to start Just for Men in this thing right away.
Oh God, here we go. Let's go. Please do it.
Full salt and pepper, baby. Full salt and pepper.
Full salt and pepper. I could dig you with the full salt and pepper.
We're gonna let it happen, man. I'm not dying shit. If my hair grows gray, it goes gray. My dad was gray at 25 years old, man.
Oh, so you're already doing well.
Yeah, we're doing okay. But
It's probably the GH.
let the inevitable happen. Let the inevitable happen. Yeah, definitely could be the GH after. All
All
right,
right,
boys.
boys. Well, if you guys all enjoyed the episode, obviously share on Instagram, tag us, share with your friends, go follow, subscribe to the podcast. You can go watch us on Spotify. You can go listen to us on Spotify. You can listen to us on iTunes. If you have any questions for us, always just hit us up. We'll gladly answer any questions that you guys give in the DMs, like each time we go. Tyler, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
You can go find Tyler down in the show notes on his Instagram. You can find all of us there. You can find the Team Miller website if you guys are interested in coaching. Honestly, sign up for either all three of us. We
Oh,
all have
hey, and
me.
if one of our athletes next week,
Yeah.
next Sunday, hop on our
Yes.
team call. We'll shoot out a link. We're gonna have all the athletes and coaches on one call. Everybody can chat. So join us.
Yeah,
And
definitely. I think
if you're not on the team, well, sucks to suck. Sorry.
if you're not on the team, you could just sign up with us this week and you'll get it'd be a
Yeah,
great
then you'll be on the
introduction.
call. There
Perfect.
you go.
It'd be a great introduction to the team and what we're about. It's not gonna be the same thing every single time we meet. So you guys will be learning stuff as we go through those calls too. So kind of come ready to be prepared. So if you guys are interested in joining the Miller Elite Wolf Pack, come sign up and then join the call on Sunday. So other than that, we will catch you guys on the next episode of I think this is Coach's Corner. Yeah, this is
Yeah.
Coach's Corner. So we'll catch you guys on the next episode.
Thanks, guys.
Peace out.